Pop a top again.
Pop a top. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy birthday to the one and only Johnny Diamond, John Peck, yesterday celebrating his birthday.
He's 79 this year, right?
He said 27 on the sales conference Zoom chat thing the other day, and they're like, 27, huh? And he said, 27 minutes away from having my first beverage. And I said, why'd you wait so long? It's already 9:30. Cheers.
You know, he's lived a full life. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's probably what? 50s or 60s?
I don't want to say on the air without his consent. He's trying to watch and his figure and his look.
Yeah,
he's
taking
care of business and taking care of himself.
Love it.
Yeah. So how was, last week we were both out.
Yeah, where did you go?
I made a quick trip
to New Jersey. To the gas station?
Yeah, out to New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
What's in New Jersey?
My brother lives out there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
so how was it?
It was quick but fun.
Good.
We got in a few things. We went to the, we timed it just perfectly for the bad weather. We went to the top of the Trade Center.
Mm.
And they have, you know, welcome to the top of the world and everything. Yeah. And they take you up in these elevators. When you go up, it's all sound and bass, and it's a TV screen, the whole thing. And
really?
It shows the city developing over a century,
oh,
the skyline,
that's cool.
As you go up. And that's pretty much all we saw, because right when we got to the top, they opened up the curtain, and it was just complete white.
Foggy.
So we walked.
But you can say you were there.
I used the lavatory.
Nice.
At the top of the world.
That like just thing. Over the railing or?
No. I had the windows shut inside. And I looked at Holly. I'm like, we did it.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're an idiot. So, but yeah, so I'm like, we'll wait it out for a little bit. And you could see like the clouds move. It was almost like being in a plane, you know, when you're landing.
Yeah.
And you could kind of see the ground here and there. And it's like, okay. So we get down. We get back on the, we're walking to the subway and we look up and you could see the antenna then on top of the building. I'm like, it's clear enough.
Clear enough. Yeah. Yep.
Then after that, it was a beautiful day.
That's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. So
we had a quick trip out to Vegas.
Oh boy.
First time.
How was it? Did you get to see the Sphere at all?
So the reason we went was, you know how big of a fan of Kenny Chesney and Jimmy Buffett I am.
Yeah.
And Kenny Chesney was playing at the Sphere. First country artist to ever play. And I figure he's probably only going to do it one time. So we went to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere. We just got the cheapest tickets they had. They were general admission tickets.
But you're still there and you're still in.
Well, but what was crazy is we get there right when the gates are supposed to open. And normally, I don't know if you've ever been to a Kenny Chesney concert, but it's like, you know, it's usually like everybody's tailgating. And we stood in line. There's like nobody around. And then we're in line. There's probably 50 people in front of us. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So we were center stage, right in front of Kenny, like probably 10 feet away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I got a guitar pick. It was awesome. Other than the $30 drinks,
I was going to ask, what are they getting for drinks? Was it beer or was it a mixer?
That was, I think a beer was $20, and I got this, I think they called it like a sandbar or island girl or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get the commemorative cup, of course. But, yeah, that was $30
I guess
plus tip.
Oh, yeah. I guess $20 for a beer. I mean, if you go anywhere in Milwaukee right now to a concert, it's $10.
Yeah.
So
I think it's more than that, isn't it?
It's probably more
probably
now.
15,
I remember one at the, we went to see, I can't think of the country artist, but a friend of mine I grew up with, she wanted to go down to the rave in the Eagles ballroom a couple of years ago. And a big can of Busch Light was, you know, $10.
Sure.
So then it's 12 because you tip.
Right.
They don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they care if you tip, but if you leave a good tip, they're not going to be
they don't care. Yeah.
You come through, it's still $10. Yeah. They're not like, right. I got this one for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you partake in any other, did you do Fremont Street at all?
We didn't make it to we were only there like, really like a day and a half.
So it was a quick turnaround.
And it was, I think it was 105.
Oh, in the shade.
It's a dry heat, though.
Yeah, it's not so gosh darn bad.
You don't know that we did the pool. We did the Las Vegas Strip and walked up and down that. We did go to the Bellagio. We're not big gamblers, but so Marie played the penny slots. I think she lost $8. I was looking for the $5 blackjack table, and I couldn't find one. It's all like 15 or 20, but I found an automated one. So I put $5 in, and I'm not a huge blackjack player, but like, so you have to bet, you know, like there's all these different bets. I didn't know what it meant. So I'm throwing coins down. One hand, I won $100.
Wow.
And then I just cashed out and walked away.
Yeah.
because the coffees, like, they don't give you free coffee in the morning. It's $9 for a cup of coffee in the hotel. Oh, they don't even give you like a, you know, like a thing in the room to make some. It's
so funny story about hotel. So we drove straight through out to Jersey.
Sure.
Actually, not that bad. We left at 1:30 in the morning. Yeah, got
you
there.
You hit a lot of turnpike, right? The tolls will get you, right?
We spent more. We took the Jeep. We spent more in tolls than fuel, I think, because I get like 600 miles to the tank.
Yeah.
If they have big, well, you have that Durango. Yes. It's got a huge gas tank.
Yeah.
But on the way back, we're like, okay, we're going to stay the night, take our time. So I booked a nice Holiday Inn Express.
It sure.
Had a pool in the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
In North Fremont, Ohio.
Okay.
Just over halfway.
Yeah.
And we're driving. I'm like, I can't wait to just sit in the hot tub and relax. All of a sudden, she turns to me and she goes, J-Ray, there's no hot tub. And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I just kept staring like I'm in deep.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you can always take a bath. I'll just, you know, do what I had to work. I stayed connected to the stations the whole time. You know all that is.
Yeah.
And she's like, "There, it's a walk-in shower." I'm like, all right, I know where this is going. Yeah. We're not staying at the Holiday Inn. So she found this one in Perrysburg, which is just south of Toledo.
Okay.
Beautiful chain link fences around it. And she's like, this one has it in the hotel, has the hot tub in the room, and it's 109 a night. And I look at her, and I'm like, you do realize when hotels are under 120 a night, they're not the greatest.
Right.
Oh, it's got all these reviews, and I'm explaining to her, you can pay to have that put up there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was basically one of those hotels where, like, if people go for a shutdown of a factory or something,
yeah,
or, that's it's like a tradesman hotel.
Right. Did you have the metal key and like you go out to the parking lot to get into the room?
It was a comfort suite,
okay,
but it looked like an old La Quinta and it was painted blue. But we went to Buffalo Wild Wings next door, had a few drinks, so we didn't care as much. There was this nice little BP gas station with beer. It got a Yingling.
Yeah, perfect. Life, as long as you got Yingling, then it's good.
It was just, it felt like we were never going to get home.
Yeah. But I've been there. I've been on those trips.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So anything coming up at Knuth?
Yeah. Well, I brought the Berliner Weiss tart beer. This is our mild sour back again for the summer. And we have the raspberry syrup at the bar if you want to do it the old fashioned way, or you can do it straight up. We're, I don't know if I told you, we started a small batch brewing series. So we've been releasing some beers and we have a new hazy on, and we also have a West Coast IPA. So those just went on tap yesterday.
What is a West Coast IPA?
A West Coast IPA. So like a hazy IPA is like, you know, like kind of the East Coast thing. West Coast is more, I would say, like pioneer hops, if that makes sense. Like more traditional, in my opinion. So we've got those going on. And then, of course, it's alumni weekend this weekend with the college. And then concert in the park tonight, and we got live music next Saturday, so
nice,
lots of stuff.
We're gonna talk with one of the members of Road Trip, I believe, because they're in town next week.
Yeah,
so in Ripon, so yeah. we'll talk about that, and they sent us over a song. Brad was
perfect
on key with that, so.
Love it.
All right, contact info, Dave.
748-5188. Oh, I should say, Wednesday night the putt-putt league is in full swing too.
Oh, I don't think I told intended.
You. Yeah, so we're still, you can walk in and play Wednesday night, starts at 6, or call the bartender, sign up. Fun
that's
stuff.
That's golf.
That's golf.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.